Hello and welcome to The Kim Porter Show, a podcast where I help you get the life and business that you really want. Today's podcast has been on my heart to share recently. It's all about giving yourself permission to change or evolve. A friend of mine and I were having a conversation the other day, and she was telling me how she had spent years going to school for a certain career, only to begin working in that career and realize it wasn't for her after all. She's decided to go a completely different route. She's having to go back to school and start all over again. She said to me, "I wish I'd known I would have done things differently." And I said to her, "We need to go through and experience life to know what we do and do not want. We won't know until we actually try." It makes me think of the story we hear sometimes about the lawyer who spends years working, going through law school, pass the bar, works so hard, starts his own firm, and he's miserable. But anytime he even thinks about doing something different, he reminds himself of the time and the money that it took to get there. So he buries his feelings under food, alcohol, or drugs, self-medicating to take the pain away, or worse, suicide. I want you to know it's okay to change, to outgrow things. It's okay to be a different person than when you first started, and it's okay if we change our minds. Sharing this with you gives me great joy, because if it affects just one person, if I can help change just one person's life or help open their eyes to the possibilities, then I feel like I've fulfilled my purpose. If we get quiet, we can hear them, the whispers. I started to hear them in 2015. I would be doing makeup on a beautiful bridesmaid, and I would hear, "You're supposed to be doing more." I would think, "Well, that's ridiculous. I love my job. I love being a part of a bride's wedding day. I've worked so hard to get to where I am. What else could I possibly be doing?" But I couldn't ignore it. So I started to listen, and the voice kept getting louder. "There's something more you're supposed to be doing." And there's been some major ups and downs since then. We had a surprise baby, a business expansion that failed. I keep reminding myself that no one said this was supposed to be easy. A quote that comes to my mind often by Earl Nightingale: "Never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway." Being stagnant, staying safe and comfortable in our lives, leads to boredom, unhappiness, and feeling unfulfilled. Newsflash, we're all going to die. It's what we do with our time here that matters most. When I read the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, where he talks about the four zones that we live our lives in: the zone of incompetence, the zone of competence, the zone of excellence, and the zone of genius. After I read that book, I realized I was living my life in the zone of excellence. I could stay there forever, have a nice life, a successful, well-respected career. I could coast like this and be just fine. But I'm not the type of person that lies down quietly. And then I had to deal with the guilt. Why can't I just be happy and content? I have everything I've always wanted. Every box has a check mark next to it. Who do I think I am to dream bigger? But the whispers kept getting louder, and I knew there was a bigger plan for me. I still don't know exactly what that plan is yet, but I'm committed to feeling my way through this until I get the clarity that I want and need. I believe those whispers are put in our hearts to guide us to a higher purpose. I truly believe that each one of us is here to fulfill our own unique destiny. And when we try to ignore it, that's when we start self-medicating and disease starts to set in. We are doing our souls a huge disservice by ignoring our true purpose for being here. I'm begging you to listen. If you hear the whispers, the little nudges in your heart, follow them. Find out what they're trying to tell you. Don't ignore them. That is your higher power whispering to your soul your life's purpose. To not fulfill it would be dying with a song still in your heart. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would be so kind to please share it with others. If you would like to find out more information about me, you can go to www.kimportertv.com and at Kim Porter TV on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon.